Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Notice. N-O-T-I-C-E. Notice.
Please notice me.
Notice is this hour's code word. Text the word notice to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Notice is this hour's code word. That number again, 72881. Notice. Eddie F. We can't get rid of him.
I know.
He just likes to be here.
This is one of my favorite places in the world to be.
Well, you're one of our favorite people in the world.
I swear, I come here.
Shut up, Hooman. I love Eddie. He's easy.
I love everyone here except for Hooman. And
you love Hooman. Stop it. Just because you guys got in a fight over your wedding.
You know what's funny? On the way up here, Lauren kept saying to Izzy, "Hey, anything you want, Hooman can get it for you."
Oh, nice.
Wow. Did she ask for a pony?
We went by Cirque du Soleil, and she pointed. She goes, "Do you want to go to Cirque du Soleil? Hooman can get you tickets."
Nice. Lauren knows.
Hooman's the most connected man in the world.
Hands down.
Our text number is... Well, let's give it 800-400-3697. Before I get to all the texts, which are your contributions, and we do appreciate them, I just wanted to mention there's a huge women's march throughout the nation on Saturday, and there are marches in San Jose, San Francisco, and Oakland. So you'll need to know that, whether it is you want to participate or avoid the marches due to traffic
and et cetera.
whatever concerns you may have.
I want to also mention that Eddie Eft is doing two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a show on Sunday at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale.
I'm doing my own march.
Great. This should be good.
Yeah, right.
It's a march. 707
says, fun morning. Eddie is great.
Yeah.
Oh,
Eddie is
you.
Great. Yeah.
408 writes.
Yeah, did you get that 408?
Bring everything you got.
There's a 408 that just came through. Looking forward to seeing Eddie Sunday. Just put together a group of six to see the show.
Oh,
all
great.
Right.
That'll be fun.
Call an Uber in Sunnyvale to pick up the items and drive it to your location. People do it to me all the time when I Uber.
I got to do that.
Yeah. Did you even start the process?
No, I haven't.
We had a break there.
I'm too busy.
I was thinking about it the whole break. Like, is he going to call? Is he going to call?
No,
what time is your interview?
I like hanging out with you guys.
What time is your interview?
I told him after the show, so...
You should start working on that.
Yeah. I know I should.
It's a long drive.
I'll get my assistant Izzy to do it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
She seems on top of things.
415 says this.
Okay.
How refreshing to hear it's not all about you. I try to remind myself of that every day. I hope others listening actually heard that. It's so simple and takes care of so many situations when I can embrace that fact.
Oh, thank you.
It's a pretty healthy thing to think to yourself. Like, I will try to, because I am convinced everything's about me.
Yeah, but
right?
I get it. I get it too sometimes, like where like something will be dealing with me and you hear it and all of a sudden it makes you think about that. And you're like, oh, that makes me feel upset. Like it does, but it's not
aimed
your
at
play.
You, right?
Yeah, I used to love like horror films.
Yeah.
And now they don't scare me.
Used to.
I don't like them anymore.
Why?
I watched a lot of really disturbing films that like depressed me, and I don't watch them anymore because I don't want to feel that way. So if there's a comedian that seems to be offensive and can possibly upset, don't go see it.
Right.
I watched The Snowtown Murders. Have you ever watched that on Netflix?
No. Snowtown Murders.
Watch it. I had to wake my wife up and ask her to hug me. It was the worst thing I've ever watched in my life.
And you never turned it off. You just kept going and going and going.
For weeks, I would go on my podcast and tell people to watch it. And then I would get back Twitters and stuff that would say, "Hey, Eddie, I just watched Snowtown Murders. F you, you're a terrible person. Why did you make me watch this?
Yeah, why did you?
I'm, no, I'm just telling people right now, do not watch it. Do not watch it. It's horrible. For maybe a year or two, it affected me. That's how bad
it clearly still affects you.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
It's not over.
Well,
it's
the first I brought it up in a long time, but it's that bad. It, like Human Centipede, all the nothing, because this is realistic, and it's just it's a movie about a serial killer, and it's just it's
disturbing. Got it. Yeah, 408 says Eddie shaking. Is hilarious.
Eddie is hilarious
until he starts talking about serial killers.
Love the Ski Patrol story. Says 925. Thanks, Eddie.
Dude, that was really funny. That's a good story. Awful.
Do you want to hear how I got fired?
Yeah.
That wasn't it. I thought that was
fired. No.
Worse? He lost a kid. He's on the wrong place, but he did call in a, you know, pretty bad accident. And then how did you finally get fired from the ski resort?
We had a bachelor party, and we had a blow-up doll at the hut-like thing where we were.
Oh, my God.
And the next day, I called in, I forget what the code was, and I put the blow-up doll in the toboggan. Covered it in blankets, brought it down the mountain, and everybody like skied down. Everybody knew what I was doing, but I had the captain or whatever he is of the ski patrol. I don't know what his name was, director or whatever. He comes out to whatever code I called was come out to help us bring the patient into the room, whatever it was, the evaluation room.
The patient.
And so they take the blankets off, and everybody gets this big laugh because it's a blow up doll. And, you know, with the mouth open, like, and he just looks at me and he goes, you, my office now. And he didn't find it funny. And he fired me right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
it sounded like it was time for you to go. You were so bored. You were doing things like strap.
Yeah.
Blow up dolls to.
Hey, you know, you got to do things to have fun every once in a while.
I guess so.
510 says, Eddie. I'm driving my kids to school and I started singing to them. So sweet. I guess that's the sunshine.
You are my sunshine. Did you hear any of that?
Yes, we did, and Izzy made me turn it off.
Oh my God!
She's like, "Dad, turn it off," and I was like, "Wow, I have an evil child."
Does she like Baby Shark or no?
Yes, she does.
She knows
God,
that.
God, she is an evil child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, Sarah snapping at Brynn about Baby Shark. Not cool at all. Listeners don't want to know she can be that way.
Well, guess what? I can be.
Oh, I've seen you. I've seen you when you get evil.
I'm a horrible person. If the baby, the thing is, we made it through the whole week without playing it. And then as soon as he played it, it was just, now it's like rattling around in my head.
408 says, thank you for the science lesson regarding sharks. I was team mammal, but I learned something new today. Thank you.
Yeah. I was like, did I not learn that sharks are mammals? They're not, by the way. They're not mammals.
In fact, as I was telling the story, I said fish just off... just in conversation. Right. It wasn't like I was trying to figure it out. But then as soon as people started questioning it, I'm like, wait, do I not know?
I know. Because people were like, I can't even remember what the text was. It was like, sharks are not fishes, you dumbass. Fishes. And I'm like, first of all, fish is the plural of fish. And secondly, they're not mammals. And then, but we found out that they do live births because they get... the eggs get fertilized while still in the shark. So they incubate in the shark and then they... shoot out and scatter.
How do they have sex?
Well, they have a cloaca, the female, and the male has some it's kind of
similar to ours.
Sort of.
Similar to ours.
Because the dolphins I've read do it in a threesome.
Dolphins are rapists. I've seen like rapist stuff. Like they'll go get each other.
Their thingy is like J-shaped and it like hooks in.
Hooks.
And
it's a hook.
And but apparently it's like when you see three dolphins swimming together, those are two male dolphins like tag teaming, and they kind of confine the female.
Oh, so she can't get away.
Yes, and
how horrible
it does sound.
Hashtag dolphins too.
Because everybody.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you,
Sarah. Just me too, dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was terrible. That text I referenced. Humans kill 70 million sharks a year. Sharks kill 10.
Yeah,
10. I've heard it's 5.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I've
heard whatever it is.
The stat that keeps me surfing is 70 attacks worldwide, 2/3 of them in America, 2/3 of them in one county in Florida, and 5 deaths worldwide. So that keeps me like...
It keeps me surfing?
Well, more people die from vending machines falling on them.
Yeah. Don't shake a vending machine.
No, you shouldn't.
Really heavy.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, Alice fam. Fighting a head cold all week, so thank you for helping me get through the work week.
Oh, it's been a tough week for cold. Everybody I know is sick.
925 says, breast reduction was the best decision of my life until I had a baby and they came back.
Oh.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Well,
I feel terrible, but that's...
Babies, you know, we've been doing it as a people's forever, right?
Mm, that's how we got here.
But man.
We should have a meeting.
It is for real what it does to the people who are having those things. Mm. Woof!
Just if you look at our population growth and how fast we're growing, we really need to have a meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough.
Yeah.
Not just keeping the parents up with the screaming and crying, but the side effects.
When I watch my wife go through pregnancy, delivery, breastfeeding, I was like, oh my God, women are amazing. Like, women are incredible. You are almost our equal. You are so close.
Thank you are, so much for that,
I mean, someday.
That was, half a second, I thought we were getting a heartfelt moment out of Eddie.
Catch me at the Women's March on Saturday.
Oh, I'll catch you, all right. You're going to catch it. Get him!
No, I think women are better than men.
510 says, I usually listen to the morning show on podcast app while I'm cooking dinner, but I'm live this morning and got to hear adorable Human on the Don Quixote SF Ballet commercial today. And he's so adorable.
Oh, my God, Human, you're so adorable.
Wait a minute. I need to hear this.
Can you pull that up so that he can hear it? The Don Quixote.
Oh, man.
You guys let Human do something other than a movie review?
Oh, you should hear it. It's so funny to hear him read copy because he's just so animated.
Does he get into the acting?
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I forget the one that he was doing a car ad, and he was like, when I'm driving to the ballet for a wonderful experience.
Yes.
And I was like,
I like to be in my Acura.
Do you remember when I first came here? He had just started. And you had me go do a man on the street thing.
Yeah.
And you were like, go teach him how to do it. Because he's, at the time, he wasn't very experienced. And you sent me out in fake leather, assless chaps to interview.
Oh, yeah.
I was out on the street corners here of San Francisco interviewing people. You guys wrote the names of the Grammy winners on my ass sheets.
Right, so you say, who do you think is going to win? And he would turn and
have
to read them off his ass and look right at his
ass. That's a new story to me. I hadn't heard that one. Yeah,
I'd forgotten about that,
I'm me tooing Sarah right now. She wrote on my butt.
I didn't write. I definitely... Did I?
I think you wrote some.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah. That seems wrong.
Yeah.
It seems like I could be in trouble
for that. Maddie Stout wrote on me.
Yeah,
I
was just going to say, I think it was Matt Stout who wrote. I don't think I wrote on your ass. Yeah. That doesn't sound like something I would do.
Oh, you did make out with Human, though.
No, I didn't.
What?
No.
Oh.
With tongue, too.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this story.
What about the kiss that one time with that one comedian guy?
Who?
Hal Sparks?
Yeah. She made out with him right in front of us.
Like 15 seconds.
We all stood there like jaw dropped.
No.
What? She goes, he goes to come in for the kiss and she goes, oh, you want a real
one? No, I go to give him a kiss goodbye and he's all like fully like, hey. And I go, oh, you want a real kiss?
And then she gave him a real kiss.
But it was like acting.
And it was like 2 seconds. But over the years it's become, Jesus, they took off their clothes right there.
I was like getting uncomfortable. At how long it took?
I've done
you were just
one.
Jealous.
I've done one on camera kiss.
I did one
on camera kiss, and it was on the show Legit on FX.
Who was it?
The woman was a large.
Did the teeth at the time? They gave you a TV gig with those teeth?
Hey! I think the good ones were here.
Oh.
She was a larger woman. And they had me in a fat suit.
Oh.
I was like 300 pounds.
Boy.
And they made me do the take over and over.
Well, you want to get that right.
Over.
Was Lauren on set with you? Was she watching this?
No, but she thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And it was just the producer and the star of the show were having a good laugh at making me do it. And they were like, we got it on the second take, but we made you do like 20 takes.
Fun.
And she was a very nice woman, so I felt bad. I felt bad that they were like, the joke was that I had to kiss. I don't know if the joke was she had to kiss me or I had to kiss her, actually, I don't know. I felt weird about the whole thing. I'm in this fat suit, and she was very sweaty, and I was like grabbing her, and like, yeah, and like hands were going there. It was gross, and they were like, I was like, I'd done acting kisses in acting class, and I was like, so this is like, and they're like, no, we want to see tongue and everything.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Yeah, it was like pornographic. I think I might have it.
Oh, I would love to see it. But I want to see the outtakes.
We should post that to our Facebook page.
I found the Hooman commercial if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, Don yes, Quixote. Let's listen to it.
Sarah, you can go ahead and play
adorable.
It from your side. So just hit that play button right there. Leave it in manual.
I see it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so that's fun. But has Eddie ever heard how professional Hooman is when he does his voiceover stuff, like for the end of an interview, like to wrap an interview?
Oh.
Has he ever heard any of that stuff? Like one time he interviewed Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, Forrest.
And the Robbie Malek one too. So, you know, he does a lot of high profile interviews. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you don't get the exact audio that you want. So you have to give some options
give
for
some
retakes, when, yeah, when the package
the
gets
best
put
version.
Together.
Yeah. Kind of like your kissing scene, huh?
Oh, my God.
Let's do that again, Eddie.
It goes. On and on and on.
Is this self-produced, though? Like, is this him being a professionist?
This is him doing it into a microphone just, you know, to make sure that we had some options.
The Rami Malek one's funny, too. He has for Bohemian Rhapsody. So he interviews first, and he does this at the end.
Actually, I think one of his best red carpets is when he's talking to the guy and just goes, with you, because he can't remember
I think it's
who
David
he's
Alan
talking
Greer?
To.
No, it's Wayne Brady.
Oh, that's right,
it's
Wayne
Brady.
Yeah.
I like that he calls himself Hooman.
Hooman.
I thought it was Hooman.
Where is he? He actually stepped away.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Yeah. He left?
Yeah, about 7 minutes
but
ago.
But we've been talking about him this whole time.
He left.
Hooman.
He had to run down the street for something.
Do you hear the Wayne Brady one where he forgets the name or not?
Yes.
All right, here
please.
It is.
He forgot
Dude,
who he was talking to.
Who?
With you.
With you.
Mm. I've seen him. He came down. I was out of town. He said, I'm coming down to Malibu. And I said, do you need to stay with me? And he said, no. And I said, what are you coming down for? And he said, for the people that have been affected by the fire. And I was like, you're just going to make an appearance to make them all feel better? What?
That's interesting. He was just like looking for ways to help?
I don't know. I don't know why he was there.
Or maybe he had something to do with Olive, but he thought it might sound more altruistic if he was going for the people of the fire.
I was talking about, actually, we did a few different conversations about the 70s. Oh, my God, I'm in the car singing along back in the 70s. Love it. Thank you. 408 says, Vinny, the golf guy is still there, but it's now a Porsche testing site, and the statue is a guy holding a racing flag now.
Oh.
So the story I was telling is when I lived in Orange County, we used to have to go to LAX. And when you're a kid, that drive, which is really only 45 minutes,
feels like
a lifetime. Yeah, yeah. And I had this one statue that used to give me an idea on the side of the road.
This
golf statue, like I'd be all, okay, we're finally getting into the area. But so apparently it's still there.
They just changed
it
up a little.
What statue is it?
It's a guy. It used
playing
to be
golf.
A golfer guy.
Yeah. But now he's waving a checkered
flag. And actually,
there
was another one, and there's even one here in the Bay Area. There used to be one with it's a man holding a hammer behind his back looking down at a mouse.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that
no.
one?
Oh my God, that's terrible.
It's like a rodent. They're like
an extermination
like,
company.
An exterminator company.
Oh, it's a company.
Yeah. You've never seen these?
No, but
they're
like
on the side of the road right there in Orange County.
That's really not the best way to advertise your company. Like, hey, we do extermination. How do you do it? We come over and smash them with hammers.
Yeah. We splat them.
I never
them.
Really thought about it like that, but you're right. That is ugly.
We had
That's the guy!
Found the statue.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the guy. You've never seen that guy?
I have never seen that.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe it is gone.
It's on the 405?
No. It's somewhere between
it's on the
Orange
five.
County and LAX.
Yeah, the 405. Oh, on the 5.
I think it's on the 5.
Okay. We had a big rat in our house.
Oh, no. Mm. Make it quick. We're almost done here.
I can't. It's a long story. I freaked out.
Because you're a baby.
I am a baby. It was big. It was the size of my foot. It was huge.
Did Lauren have to get it?
No. It was taking Izzy's plastic food, you know, the plastic food that kids play with.
Yeah.
It was taking that and trying to take it under the cabinets to its lair. Like, it was like, you got no food for me? I'll eat this plastic food. Like little corn on the cobs and tomato.
Oh, it fooled the rat. He was like, oh my God.
I'll show you the video afterwards. I couldn't deal with it, so my father-in-law did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a good father-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he a football player?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a badass,
He looked at me like I was the biggest wimp. I was screaming.
Like, really? You're married to my daughter.
I woke everyone. Yeah, he's been saying that for 5 years. I was literally screaming when I saw this thing. And he just woke up and got a shovel.
Mm. Oh, shovel. Nice.
Yeah,
oh,
I'll show you the video. It's awful.
Okay.
I love animals.
Eddie
Ift
has been our guest this morning.
Yay.
Where are you going to be?
Rooster Tea Feathers, just one of the greatest comedy clubs in the country. It is in Sunnyvale, California.
Tonight, 2 shows. Tomorrow, 2 shows and a show on Sunday
as well. Yeah, 1 show Sunday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Eddie, it has been an absolute delight.
You're fantastic, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I love you. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It is. It's always great to see you.
Hey,
I wish we saw you more.
You do a bunch of podcasts, too, right?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you mention those real
quick? I do
the
Bingle Show out of my short bus. And I do.
How that thing broke down?
No, it's going strong.
Oh, is it? Really?
And then, except I left the emergency exit open during the rains, so it's a little flooded. But I also do one called the Wadcast Podcast about strength, conditioning, health, and fitness. Because look at me.
Yeah. Your father-in-law is very impressed.
You'd be surprised, Sarah. I can do 8 push-ups.
Nice.
Let's see it. I bet you can do more than that, right? Is this your opportunity to, like, wow me with your 100 push-ups?
No, I don't.
Can you do a push-up and do a clap in between?
Nobody can do 100 push-ups. Like, people think they can. Some people can. But if you do a proper push-up, it's hard to even do 20, which is where your chest touches the deck, and then you extend your arms to full extension. It's really hard to do.
I couldn't even do one of those.
Yeah, I can do
it. You could.
One where my chest.
Yeah,
no,
you could. Let's see it.
I'll give you a harder one. How about a one-legged squat?
With one leg sticking out straight?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
And get back up?
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Let's see that.
Oh, this is fun.
All right.
Feats of strength. Oh. Oh, 2 of them. Oh, 3 of them.
Look at Izzy looking in on
dad.
Oh, nicely done.
Almost. That was great.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
you should wear less clothing so people could see how impressive your physique is.
I've been doing that stuff CrossFit for like 10 years.
I know. It's actually crazy that you haven't really injured yourself. That's why your shoulder's messed up.
They get a bad rap for that. But if you do it correctly, you don't get hurt. And that's the problem.
But you get good coaches. No, the real problem is that they make it super competitive. So now you're trying to overdo it, beat the guy next to you.
I'm not competitive.
Debatable.
Really?
I'm not.
Really?
No, not at all. Because I'm smart and I don't want to injure myself, so I know my limits. And good coaches won't let you get competitive. They'll go, oh, you got to scale this and you got to do this. And they look at me. I come in, they're like, you're not doing this weight. you're not strong enough.
Listen, have a great weekend. It is excellent to see you.
Thank you.
Don't let this much time go by again. I'm so happy that your house was saved and, you know, with all the devastation that happened, you guys were like in the little pocket.
Thank you guys for caring. And I think each one of you all contacted me to see how I was doing, and that meant a lot to me. I was surprised at how many people reached out and were like, hey, you okay? And we were fine. I keep saying, I talk about it, but there are a lot of people that were really screwed, and we were fine. But The person that's not going to be fine is Kelly Starrett at Mobility Wad, who's going to be upset because I don't have recording equipment and I've got to work that out and I'm going
to
be late.
All right, get on it. You got a job to do. Eddie, thank you guys for listening this week. Another fun week of radio.
Yeah, it was.
Vinny, you're the best.
No, you.
And we'll see you Tuesday. Have a good day. If you have Monday off, have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.